Do you grow spinach?
No.
You'd think that would be natural first crop that you would grow.
I have animals.
Your farm, though, is called what?
Popeye. Oh, I get it.
Popeye Hill Farm.
Yes.
Well, blow me down.
And where's that?
In where?
Where?
Yes.
And I'm speaking with Donna Young from Popeye Hill Farm in Ware and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. Donna, you grew up around horses, right?
Yes.
What did you do with horses as a young person?
I rode them.
And like competitively or?
Yes, I did. Uh-huh. I did show and jumpers. My uncle had a farm in Somers, Connecticut, and he had horses. So I rode his horses a lot and competed at the local fairs. I did have a horse in Springfield, actually, legally. And one day when I was in school, the cops came and got me because my horse was out at the Eastfield Mall.
How do they know it was your horse?
I don't know.
You're the only person with a horse in Springfield.
Can you dust hooves? I don't know. Maybe that's what it is. Yeah. You know, then you had a career and retired from working with Verizon.
Yes.
And now are working harder than ever as a farmer?
Yes. Every day.
So
all day.
Every day, all day.
I know, that's the farming
sometimes
life.
Into the night,
for
yes.
Sure. So what kind of animals do you have on your farm?
I have alpacas and horses.
How do you make a business out of a horse farm?
Well, I have my own. Mm-hmm. I have a 35-year-old mare, and I have two geldings that I got off the racetrack, and then I have a couple boarders.
What is a gelding?
A gelding is a fixed male horse, not a stallion.
See, we're broken.
Oh, yeah. No, I guess we are broken in that way. And then you board other horses.
Yes.
A border is not like a kind of collie or a place along the Rio Grande that there may be a wall eventually, but it's you board other horses. Okay, right. And so then, and what other kind of animals you have?
Alpacas.
Uh-huh.
I shear them once a year, mm-hmm. and I use their wool to make warm, durable products.
Is that sweater you made, an alpaca
yes.
sweater?
Yes, it is.
That's amazing.
I want to
feel how soft
Let me touch
is.
You. It is very soft. And it looks like there's an alpaca pattern in it. Is that
yes.
true? Oh, that's amazing. It alludes to the Central American kind of design of things. But are an alpaca?
They are from Central America, Peru, Ecuador,
Excellent.
Chile.
And you were sharing that alpacas actually, in some ways, are easier to raise than horses.
Yes, they're kind of aloof. They like to be in a three-sided shed.
Are they claustrophobic? Is that why they want to break the fourth wall? They're actors.
They're actors. They're all in theater.
Speaking with Donna Young from Popeye Hill Farm.
Well, blow me down.
In where? Why is it called Popeye Hill Farm? Especially because you don't grow spinach.
It came from another farm in Warren, where the superintendent of highway name was Popeye. And when people wanted to get something, they would ask, where do I get this? And they go up on the hill on Popeye's Hill.
I love that.
You knew a lot about horses, but now you're diving in and learning about other aspects of farming. So now you're exploring pigs.
Yes.
And chickens, are you doing?
Yes, organically raised poultry.
And so you're running even already a small little meat CSA.
Correct.
So how does that work?
We have our locally sourced non-GMO grain that we feed to the animals, and we process locally, and we include chickens, beef, and turkey. We have delicious turkey pot pies.
Mm.
Oh, really good.
And we come to the farm to get them? Is that where we get all this stuff?
You could. I'm also at the Amherst Farmers Market.
Oh, nice.
Which is opening soon, April 21st.
Yeah, that's pretty soon. And what about this, like these beautiful alpaca sweaters, like the one that you're wearing right now? I love it.
Thank you. Yes, I have alpaca wares.
At the farmers markets,
yes.
too?
Oh, yes.
Excellent. Donna Young from Popeye Hill Farm. In Ware. You can find her at the Amherst Farmers Market when that opens in just a couple weeks. And Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks who are wanting to hear your farming stories for an event happening in November called Field Notes. What's this, Phil?
We're really excited. It's our 25th anniversary, and this is probably the last event we're going to do in our 25th year. And we've even asked Monty to host this for us.
He's overrated.
But he said yes.
Yeah, they're right the day before the March for the Food Bank, too.
Yeah, perfect.
You know how much I love you.
And this is a chance for us to share the stories of farmers and people who work throughout the local food economy and even those people who eat. So the key deadline, though, is April 27th. If you want to pitch a story, you'll call in. You can get the information off buylocalfood.org. And if your story is selected, we help you develop it over the next 6 months.